Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, you guys, welcome to a special midweek episode of Timberland Hoop Podcast. We told you Warriors Lakers playoff series, we were not going to let this ride a whole week without recording again. We got a very special guest, very special guest, friend of the pod, been with us for a minute. Helo, what is going on, my guy?
Man, what's good, man? How y'all feeling?
You know, we can't complain after what we just saw. How you doing, my brother?
Oh no, we good. Y'all had to play y'all best game of the season.
Okay, here we go. So the Lakers come out, still home court. Game one, second round of playoffs, 112-1. Let me get that final score right. I don't know. I was
112-117.
There we go. 112-117. Lakers go up 1-0 early. Anthony Davis, 30 points, 23 rebounds. LeBron, 22-11. Didn't play his best game. D'Lo, 19-6. Schroeder, 19 points, 3 assists. Ball hogging defense on the Warriors side. Steph leads the way, 26 points. Klay, 25. Poole, big game off the bench, 21 points. Finally showing up in the playoffs. Man, I just want to say before we get into the banter, man, this game for sure lived up to the hype. It's going to be a real fun series.
No, for sure.
Regardless. Pilo, you the guest. We're going to let you start out first. What did you see on the Warriors side? What did you see on the Lakers side? Just for game two, let us know, man. Talk to us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard for us to just watching the game. It's hard for us to get into the interior because like Andy Davis in there camping, he in there camping, you feel me? And he blocking everything. But like I feel like once like towards the end of the game when we started putting him in that pick and roll, he was looking like barbecue chicken.
Well, it was the double drag stuff that was making it rough. I think the Lakers will have to adjust to that for sure. On the other end, King said it on the he did some scouting for the Warriors. Told him a while ago they're gonna have to go zone to stop them. They did. The Lakers really struggled with the zone late. Kings, what did you think about the Warriors adjustment late or in this from the Lakers in general? What did you see y'all game? Get your Dennis Schroeder agenda off, man.
It's a layup line in my city, yeah. That was atrocious defense inside, bro. 13 threes up one. You couldn't stop nobody. Like, I'm sorry, y'all couldn't stop nobody getting to the rim. When you went zone, it was effective. Legs was tired. They was missing, forcing up shots. So that was a good adjustment. But if D'Lo hits that corner three, if the Lakers hit that three, then you're gonna have to gut out that zone. But the zone was a good adjustment. Schroeder couldn't be guard. I told JT in their space. I said, you have nobody who can stay in front. And I was right, as usual. So you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, that's cool. Like, look, if y'all banking on D'Lo and Dennis Schroeder to win y'all the series, we in great shape. We in great shape. If y'all banking on them,
I gotta ask this, P-Lo.
Y'all the series be great.
P, I gotta ask this. Can Jordan Poole replicate what he did tonight?
Yeah, he's played like that all season.
Jordan Poole, Curry, and Clay.
Is that not what he's done all season? Is that not what he had a bad series last season? Austin Reeves, he can't guard nobody.
Stop. I mean, but Poole can't.
He can't guard nobody.
He took a big charge. He got a couple steals. Come on, bro. Don't do that. Don't do Reeves like that, bro.
Man, Klay had like 15 on him in the first quarter, bro.
Bro, Klay is a tough guard. I mean, Klay's a Hall of Famer, is he not?
Hey, bro. Who else was he? Was that not his assignment? Isn't he a defensive stopper?
He's an all-around player, bro. But so what I want to ask you about now, so you brought up Klay, Poole, and Steph. They made 18 threes as a unit today. They were 18 for 40 from three.
Is that not replicable for what the Warriors do?
Bro,
not
18,
for Poole, 18, not for Jordan Poole, it's not. Not
bro,
for Jordan
how much does Jordan Poole average during the season?
He averaged 20.
He ain't making
20,
no
bro. That's right at his average.
Okay, all right, okay.
We can do that. We can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you replicate this, we replicate our thing, and it's over.
The thing is, what y'all talking about? That's not replicable, bro.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so Pilo, okay, on the Lakers side, what do you think was phony?
The fouls, bro. I get it. You feel me? Y'all are just like y'all bigger team and all this, bro. There was one possession, bro. Anthony Davis just ran down and just moved his screen on Draymond, and then in the same possession, LeBron grabbed the ball, took four steps, and then
they called that. They called.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Secondly, I know you're not no damn Warrior fan talking about legal screens, bro. You built a dynasty on that. Please stop. So we're not going to have that.
We built a dynasty on that.
Okay. So we're not going to talk about moving screens.
No. But I think I just don't – like, bro, if D'Angelo Russell and Dennis Schroeder show up every game, bro, y'all going to win the series.
All right. So here's my thing with that. So if Jordan Poole shoots like that, he's going to stay on the floor, right?
Yeah.
So that means he's guarding either Schroeder or – like, that's the give and take with him. He's not a defender. That's why I say it's going to be a chess match. So you can keep him out there, but the other end, Schroeder and D'Lo going to be a little more free.
Yeah, no, that's why – I mean, I think this is going to be a great series.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be –
I think this is going to be a great series.
A tough six games.
And also, I think it's just like a – it's two different styles of hoop.
Yes.
And just like boxing, but styles make fights.
And to your point, so I'll say this: the Lakers led the NBA in free throws. The Warriors were last, I believe, because of the shot profile. They just jack a lot of their souls. Like, today was extreme. Today was extreme.
There's a lot of fouls that they not calling, especially bro. You know, bro. Steph is the most bro. Come on, bro.
Steph do got a terrible whistle. I've said that.
Bro,
I've
he
said
has
that.
The worst whistle, bro. The worst whistle, bro.
I mean, you know, he gotta go to that Austin Reeves school of acting, man. You gotta learn how to embellish, bro.
It's cool. No, but see, you know, that's what y'all do. Y'all gonna, you feel me? Y'all gonna nickel and dime.
All right, so for those of y'all who don't know, Pilo here. Pilo, my first couple years of assistant coach at CC, Pilo was on the squad, man. He helped turn around the CC program. Salute.
Come on, man.
That squad.
Come on.
First 20 win season in like some years when he played. So I got to ask you, man, the Warriors took 53 threes tonight, man. Half their shots were from three. They shot 106 shots, 53 were three-pointers. Do you think that's good offense to sustain over a series? I got to be like just looking at it from a real hoop standpoint. Do you want them to play that way?
I mean, I think that's kind of been the way we kind of play throughout the whole year. It got to come down. I think we need to get a little bit more like rim pressure. I think like Kuminga maybe needs to get a little bit more, you know, at least he could like get up there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we need a little bit more rim pressure, but like, I feel like if we hitting,
I mean, they shot 40%, they made 21 of 53, but on the other side, that's the King's point. If you shoot at that volume and that well from three, and you lose, you're really struggling on the other end of the ball between defending and foul. So that's the –
I'm sleeping well.
That's the given to me. Yeah, but yeah.
I'm sleeping well. 21 threes, 13 in the first half, and you got smoke? Like, come on, bro. I'm not – if you can't guard layups, I'm not worried. No.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, like, if y'all season hang on the line of Dennis Schroeder and D'Angelo Russell, I'm good. I can sleep. I can go to sleep knowing that this shit was a fluke. I know it.
Oh, man.
D'Angelo Russell airballed the three at the end of the game. In crunch time, he airballed that motherfucker.
I know. You're right. At that point, everybody was gassed, bro. And like, they was playing hard.
They never touched Steve Kerr on the other side. I think if D'Angelo Russell and Dennis Schroeder are able to contribute like that, you know, it's going to be a tough series for us.
All right, so you say that. Who do you need more from on the Warriors side, you think? Who do you need more from?
I think Draymond. Draymond. I think Draymond needs to he missed some layups tonight too. Draymond, and I think we need a little bit more Wiggs, because I ain't gonna lie, they're damn near letting Wiggs. Wiggs is kind of like they kind of like living with Wiggs.
Yeah, Wiggs was six for 14, 15.6 rebounds, 1 for 5 from three.
Yeah, like they letting him out there. You know what I'm saying? They kind of like letting they kind of, I feel like they kind of treating him like the Harrison Barnes.
I don't think it's that bad, bro.
No. I'm not saying like not this Harrison Barnes.
Right. So the free throw discrepancy, to your point. So Warriors win the 3-point line 21-6 and shot it at a 15% better clip. Lakers shoot 29 free throws to the Warriors 6.
Bro, I get it. We shooting a lot of bro, but there's no bro. Like, come on, bro. Like we watch it like motherfuckers playing NBA basketball, bro. 29-6.
People are saying this is like going to Yuba, huh?
No, that's what it feels like. It feels like we going up to Yuba.
He said this that Yuba College in the big DC game.
That's what it feels like, bro. 29-6. Nah, but I understand where that comes from, but it shouldn't be that far.
Okay. Kings, what are your thoughts about Draymond? You know, Mar, shout out Mar, friend of the pod. Mar was just disgusted with the lack of aggression. So, what are your thoughts about Dre? What does he need to change? I think like what they're doing, like so what the Warriors did late, what I saw is they just went with Stephon Ball, made Jim Parker's dream come true. But when Draymond's on the court, he's just like a DHO merchant, bro. And they just the Lakers just aren't guarding him. Like he had that two on one, and they let him take the layup and just gave a soft contest, and he blew it. Like I think that's what's got to change for Dre. So what do you think has to change for Draymond to be have more of an offensive impact in this series?
He's gonna play how he plays, bro. They still were in position to try and win it. He made big plays defensively from the zone. That stuff on Schroeder was big. But he just can't do that airhead, bro. That technical, bro. Like you can't do stuff like that, bro. And like he be fouling, bro. He be fouling.
Okay. Like, on that, bro. That bro. Schroeder grabbed his arm, bro.
But he fouled AD. It's not on. They don't call it on Schroeder. He fouled AD. So he fouled
AD. But Schroeder grabbed his arm and then he went into AD, bro. That's no, but see, like that's the foul discrepancy. That's where that's at.
Okay, you know, first of all, you know that's gonna get cleaned up game two. Like we already know.
No, for sure.
But we also know that smaller guys always get away with stuff against bigger dudes. That's like
no, 1,000%.
Small rule, like that shit always happens. Yeah. For me, with Draymond, it's like you gotta be smart. You can't get a tech and be and talking to refs, getting yourself in foul trouble. And honestly. Like the thing with it's hard for Draymond to score, bro. No one in the Warriors can score in the paint because they're not guarding anybody outside of Curry, Clay, and Poole. And
because everyone's camping. Everyone's camping.
That's
everybody's
really
camping.
The problem, bro. It's like Dante, GP2, Wiggins, bro. They have to show up. They're not guarding most of them. They're not guarding.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, no, like yeah, like I think Wiggins gotta give a little. He's gotta get some like rim pressure. When he gets down, he gotta get downhill.
Yep.
I'm saying, and that's tough if they're not guarding Draymond. Like that's why I said I don't know what the adjustment is. It's hard.
You can't play Looney and Dre, bro. That's the main.
Yeah, that's what I think. They get they going like they can start out with it, but they got to stagger Looney and Dre, and that's tough because Looney was legitimately the second best player on the team that Sacramento series.
Mm-hmm. But it might not be a Looney series.
All right, yeah. I mean,
that was tonight, man. Like,
yeah, I mean, but you know, I mean, but like. The way we win is we just gotta go Dre at the five.
That's tough because AD. I think feel like AD wears him down over the course of it. But we'll see.
I mean towards the end. I mean definitely like towards the end of the game, it's gonna. That's kind of where that Draymond at the five is always like, you know, that's always like our bread and butter when Draymond when it's like last 6 minutes and it's Draymond at the five. Like that's kind of like where our bread and butter's at.
Yeah. So for game two, I'm looking for the Warriors are probably going. They're going. Lakers are going to see more of that zone after Steve saw how it worked for sure. They'll have to adjust. Yeah. I'm interested to see how the Warriors generate more rim pressure. I know they want to get the threes up, but 53 threes. I don't believe you're going to beat the Lakers that way with the way they attack the rim and get to the line. They got to get a little more diverse offensively. Also think Steph is going to be way more aggressive on the ball. He did not play on the ball a lot until late in the game. They're going to run a lot of pick and roll action and to try to get Vando off. And Vando made a real rough for him. That's the other thing I noticed too. Vando's making it tough off the ball. I think they're going to do a lot of on-ball pick and roll action to try to force some switches and get Vando off him and free him up. Because when Vando went out, Steph started going off. I don't think they had anybody else besides Vando who's going to make him work for real.
Yeah, no. I think Vando did a great job. I think his length pause is definitely bothering Steph, you know. But even then I think Steph will make the adjustment for next game, and I think Kerr will make the adjustment. I feel like this was a filler. This was a filler.
Yeah, but it feels good. It feels good to take.
No, yeah.
That's the big thing. You got Warriors were the best home court in the NBA, so to steal one like that, that's definitely gonna matter. Prediction for game two, man. They knotting it up, or they gonna go into an 0-2?
You know, they gonna knot it up, and then they gonna knot it up. I think this is gonna be a longer series. I think it's a 6-7 for sure.
Okay. Hey, you got Warriors tying it up. Yeah, Lakers gonna get greedy.
The Warriors got to tie it up.
Yeah. I'm trying not to let the adrenaline take me over and say. Yeah.
You want to get greedy.
I want to be like.
Warriors win game two, man.
So I want to be like, they steal it, win both for crypto, go up 3-1, Warriors win game five, tie 3-2, and then Lakers close it out in six. That's what I want to happen, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah, so game two is Thursday, 7 p.m. Sorry for the East Coast people. Got to stay up late, man. It's a California thing, baby.
Come on.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, sir.
Moving on. I got to bring Pilo on. So we had Pilo on a year ago. And, you know, he was spewing this Steph Curry is the greatest point guard of all time narrative. It came up again. Steph went for 50 in that game seven. A bunch of the known talking heads, the big ones, were on that. Hey, Magic is my guy, but Steph is the GOAT. It was like some big ones.
Man.
You know, just be, I'm gonna let you. Where do you stand with Steph and all time PG rankings, man?
Man, you know where I stand. I was saying this a minute ago, but then and now it's, you know, now it's coming to, you know, the larger scale. But I mean, bro, like I ain't never seen Magic Johnson do that, bro. I feel y'all, bro. I love him. The thing is, I grew up a point guard, so of course I love Magic Johnson.
You played him, that slow point guard. You just had a 9-inch difference. You feel me?
I'm a fan of Magic Johnson, but I ain't never seen Magic Johnson do what Steph Curry does. You know it.
So I got to ask you, Higgs, you've been kind of with me, like, nah, I can't let him take it from Magic yet. Where do you stand on this now? You're like, now that it's coming back up, after Steph got another ring, got his finals MVP. Where are you standing with this, with kind of Steph in that Magic Johnson chase? You know, Steph is, I think, probably two players in the league that are chasing ghosts are Steph and LeBron, in my opinion. They're the only two guys chasing ghosts. Where are you and Steph in that regard? Is the gap closing, Kings? Or is he there? Where are you?
It's closing. You know, Steph is a top 10 all-time player at this point. Yep. Many say.
I'm with you.
You know, I have my own personal top five, but, you know, if Curry was to win a fifth ring, you know, based on how he did it, you know, it would be tough to say no. Especially if he go through who he has to go through this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would be tough to say no. So, but as of now, that's not the case. It's not the case as of now. I ain't got to worry about that yet. I'll cross that bridge when we get there, man.
I got you. Yeah, I'm not going yet, P.
You're not going yet, man.
I think the gap is closing, but when you look at Magic in totality, man, you know, he won finals
in 12 years.
I'm saying, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I feel, but we can't just talk like Kareem was not right there, bro.
Bro, so like,
come on, like Kareem and James.
Really? We're not gonna act like Easy Money Sniper wasn't on the squad, bro.
That's cool. But that's cool. But he still ain't did. He still ain't got the first get out the first round. Damn it.
They beat the Clippers.
He fighting for his life still.
All right, so okay, we'll see how it goes, man. But I still got Magic as the guy. We'll see what happens. I'm trying to change how I just throw things in the hole all time here. I said, guys, I've had seen play. Kings, that was your best joke against me of all time, by the way. That was hella funny. He was like, bro, you was old enough to see Kareem. That was good for. it got too many retweets from me, bro. Too many retweets from me, bro. People running with that. But yeah. the guys I've seen, Steph is in the five of the guys I've seen to me. So no, that's not to be disrespectful to what guys are, you know, trying to be more respectful. But the guys I've seen, he's in the five.
Who I've seen, you talk about the best I've seen is what Kobe, Brown, and Curry. Like that's, yeah. Or and then Timmy. So
that's what I'm saying, Timmy, dude, that's the who. You know,
it's great company.
It gets fun.
Yeah, I mean, bro. Yeah, like the best I've seen. I mean, bro, Kobe, Jordan, LeBron, Shaq.
Ooh.
Like, bro, we can't leave the diesel out. You can't leave the diesel out.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. You're right.
It's definitely a fun conversation. But D-Lo just brought up KD. Let's brush over that real quick before we get out of here, man. Bro, kind of a shocking first two games for the Nuggets and Suns. Suns are in big trouble. Not only do they lose game two after feeling like they have some momentum, Chris Paul is out for the next three games, at least games 3 through 5. He's not playing. An already very thin roster, no bench. Campaign goes to the starting lineup. I don't know who's playing backup point after that. Man, just your thoughts on that series, P, the first couple games. I know you just mentioned it right now, but
yeah, yeah. Like I think the first couple games, Denver's like depth was just showing up. Denver's depth was showing up. Like D-Book and KD were playing. They're having good games. It's just
that's the scary part. Why
that's scary part. That's something they're having. It's not like they can, like they're playing pretty good. I just think the Suns they gave up way too much depth for KD.
Well, I think it's KD. I think you try to get that done in the offseason before you could get guys who ring chasing. To bring depth to the roster, but mid-season, you're just out there with whoever's on the roster. It's going to be tough, man. And now it's even tough. Like, Chris Paul was struggling, but he's like a able body. You know, you can't just lose bodies when you you're in the position that the roster is in. So that's where the rough part comes up for me. On the other end, before I pass the case, I do also feel like maybe we're starting to underrate Denver. The more I watch them play, I'm like, they fell off the end of the season, but these dudes raw.
Yeah, no. And like I feel like the Denver's like, you know, they're an older team. You know, I wasn't not saying old, but like they got like guys that's been in the league. So it's like guys that's been playoff tested, they know how to play. Especially when playoff basketball is different. So they, I feel like Denver has that, has the depth that way. So I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like they, Suns might be, they might be cooked.
Kings, is it cooked?
Yeah. I won't say so. Yeah, I'll give I respect KD and Book and give them a shot, but it's not looking good. Remember, I said on this pod for weeks and months, I said Chris Paul's going to have his yearly injury, like it's guaranteed, and he had it. And now, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, Chris Paul was hijacking the offense, and he was at stretches, but now you get to see what life is without CP3 on this team. You know, you're going to have to play Campaign and Landry Shamet minutes, and you're going to have to see what that looks like. So, bro, I told people they got NPCs on their rosters all second half of the season. They was telling us, don't matter. You only play eight guys anyway. Yeah, you play eight guys, but the eight guys got to be good guys.
Yeah. 1,000%.
You can't just play anybody and think you're going to win because you have four quality stars and one of them is old. One of them, everyone says it's soft. Like, we knew, I tweeted this like 2 weeks ago. I said, come May, June, ain't going to be a scapegoat. And there he is, a scapegoat. Right?
No. Yeah. But Aiden, man, he's got to come through, though.
You can say that, man, but people keep saying it, whatever. But Joker is like that, bro. Like, y'all can say
for sure. Joker like that.
It's a tough matchup. He's going against a top three player.
For sure. MVP. He's going up against MVP. Oh,
yeah. I just wanted to touch on that and talk some other series real quick. You know, the Lakers Warriors winner will play the winner of that series. So wanted to tap in with y'all. I think Denver's gonna be a serious issue. Of the more I watch them,
I want the Suns to win, bro. A series against Denver in that altitude, and they
that's
got
what
rest.
I'm saying. Yeah. And then I think LeBron's foot is a little worse than what he's letting on too. Just watching him tonight. Man. Last thing, y'all happy with the MVP? Or did you care,
bro?
Okay. Any three, I was good. Any three of those guys getting it, I was good. That's where I was. I was good.
I feel like a lot of people swayed the voting, but you know, Embiid deserved it, man. 33-10, back to back years, he won the scoring title, elite defense. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, first of all, shout out James Harden. I've been ragging on him for 10 years. Best playoff game. I got to give him love on the pod, man.
He was hooping.
They didn't tweet at me because I said on the last pod, if he show up, turn the clock, I'm going to say he's a top five shooting guard of all time. Man. He almost there, Harden fans.
Well, what do you have? He had like 46.
Yeah, bro. It was the best playoff I've ever seen him play. First game I've ever seen him play.
He looked like he was playing in a regular season. Like, for you,
that looked like he had no regular season.
Houston
Rockets, James Harden.
Man, Pete, before we get out of here, man, I know you on tour. Tell us what's going on. Any projects you got coming, man? Let us know. Talk to us.
Yeah, man. I mean, tour actually starts out tomorrow in LA. Sold out show. So, man, just everybody getting ready to get back on the road. Like, we got pretty much touring this whole month. But yeah, no, man, I'm excited. Just working on some new music and then getting ready for the summer, man.
All right, yeah. And make sure you follow P-Lo on Twitter, IG. Make sure you on Spotify, Tidal. Get all the music going, man. What we on is my joint, bro. We in the gym, bumping that heavy in the gym, bro.
Come on, man. Come on.
Bumping that's family ties. Make sure you follow RP Kings on Twitter. Make sure you follow myself, JJMembers55_MST. Subscribe, like the pod. We appreciate y'all tapping in midweek. We'll be back later on this week covering this series. You guys be safe. Lakers in six. We out of here.
All right.